Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio, and I am your host, Cindy Freeman. Friday, February 3rd, 2017. And, you know, yesterday was Groundhog Day. And that's where we get the shadow topic from today. So, I am inviting you all to think about shadows in your life. And we'll get to that in just a moment. Let's see, what would I like to tell you first? First of all, Purpose Talk Radio is brought to you every Friday on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And what we do here is we discuss topics that about living your purpose, how people came to know it, how they came to achieve it, maybe a few suggestions as to what you can do to find your own purpose. And the song that you just heard is by the group True Trinity. The vocalist on that is Jillian Clark. And the writers on it are Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself. That song has been a part of this show for about 5 years already. Wow, hardly seems like that long ago. But actually, we met as a group back in 2010, so probably going on 6 years now. But the song, I think, has been part of Purpose Talk Radio for about 5 years. It's kind of funny because I had to look at my, and I was supposed to go on a trip in November of 2010, and actually was going to meet some of the people that I later met at the Posse Awards in January of 2011. And I didn't get to go, but I'm looking at a trip now, and therefore had to find my passport and look at the date and everything and make sure everything was good for it. So it's kind of funny to look at all the things that have changed in my life since that time. I think some of that is going to be part of the shadows that we talk about today. But in the meantime, if you want to listen to this show archived later, after, you know, we're done broadcasting, you are welcome to do that at the same link as the original show. Add to that, if you would like to be a guest on the show, if you know someone who is living their purpose, whatever that might mean to them, we'd love to have you on the show as a guest. And you can get a hold of me at purposetalkradio.com. Specifically, Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at purposetalkradio.com. And send me a message as to who that person is, how we can hook up, and what information you might have as to why you think they'd be a good guest. And maybe that's for you as well. If you have products or services you'd like to share with us, please feel free to do that also. Just maybe some folks would be interested in what you have. I'm sure they will, if you think that it's something that would be of interest to them. And also, Purpose Talk Radio is brought to you every week by True Visions Travel, a full-service travel company specializing for those who need special accommodations. And we'll be working with that real soon myself. With a trip to planning to Mexico, a trip planned to England and in the spring of 2018, and, you know, a couple of those things that people might need, just specialized things on that trip. Let's see. That's probably all of the big stuff. Now, how do you participate in Purpose Talk Radio? There's a couple ways you can do that. The first is to, if you are on the Blog Talk Radio Network, in just a moment I will be attempting to open the chat room, and hopefully the internet will cooperate so that we can continue to have that available to you. But if it doesn't, we'll have to try to do it on the phone. And you can scroll down there and put your comments in the chat box there. You can call in through the phone or through Skype. The Skype number is on the keypad, or excuse me, on the show page right next to the phone number. And then the other thing you can do is call in via the old-fashioned way of the telephone. And you can do that through by dialing 347-205-9074. 347-205-9074. The other way that you can do it is when the show is over. That chat room that is on the Blog Talk Radio disappears. So anything that you've put in there is no longer available to listeners. However, if you come over to Facebook and the group Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, you will find that we have a post pinned to the top of that group, and you can therefore get in that way and put your comments in there. And we do like people to participate after the show closes. Maybe you think of something when we're done, or you'd like something shared with the rest of our audience. That is where the chat stays up all the time. As long as it's respectful of other people and is in line with what we have been carrying on in the conversation of that particular show, we keep that information there. It's also where I'll usually put the affirmation of the week and or other things such as that. Share the positive story for the week, all those kinds of things. So that's all out there for you. Okay, there we go. I think we've hit all of the highlights now. And so, having said all that, let's get on with the topic of the day. So, as I said, yesterday was Groundhog Day, and I'm just thinking about the topic for today and what can we do related to that. Because I kind of find it kind of interesting that, of course, wherever the groundhog is supposed to determine whether or not the winter will be short-lived for the rest of it, or if it will be long-lived for the rest of it. Now, here in Wisconsin, we have our groundhog at the Milwaukee County Zoo named Winter. And, well, okay, he's not actually a groundhog. He's more of a woodchuck. But that's who they use. They use Winter for seeing the shadow on Groundhog Day. And Winter did definitely see his shadow. If he had been out some of the other days this week, that would not have been the case because we've had a lot of gloomy days. But Winter saw his shadow yesterday very clearly in the morning. Actually, by the afternoon, it was kind of cloudy too, so it was kind of nice to have him see that, which means he will have six more weeks of winter here. Some of you other folks might find a different information where you live. But you know what? People seem to live, you know, we've talked about superstitions a couple weeks ago, and people seem to live by these various things that happen, such as Groundhog Day, it will definitely determine whether they will have winter lasting or not. It will determine whether it will be cold or not. You know, all of those are, yes, very much superstitions and things that people do. And some find it just fun. I just find it curious. You know, we look to the weather forecasters, and I apologize for to any meteorologists out there, but you know, sometimes the groundhog is more predictable than the meteorology reports because weather is so unpredictable. Here in Wisconsin, we joke around and say, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes, or blink, and it is bound to give you something else. So we just kind of go with the flow. And there are some days where, even in winter, you can get pretty much four seasons. You might get out there in the beginning of the day where it's 40 degrees. By the time night comes around, it could be 4 degrees. We could have snow, we could have rain in all of that. It really just varies. And he said, we just go with the flow. And for some people, I don't think that having a shadow allows them to do that. And that's why we're bringing up this topic today. Is that, you know, we have a lot of things that have happened in our lives that allows us, oh, kind of to have some emotional things sometimes that hold us back. We have those shadows that come behind us. We have those people in our lives who tell us what we can or can't do, or how we should or should not act. There's a lot of different ways and things that are part of this. So, what do we do about it? How do we fix it and deal with it? There's a couple things I think we can do. We can use meditation, we can use spirituality, we can use talking to friends, writing. In some cases, people can just, you know, stop a habit that they're involved in. They can change their habit and find difference. You know, different people in their lives. There's a whole lot of ways that that can be done. Personally, it really depends on the situation. It seems like sometimes one thing will work and sometimes another will work. So, for instance, if I'm trying to deal with some things from my past, it seems to me that writing is the best way to get some of it out of my head. And you know what? It's not paying my rent. So why should it stay there? Not paying rent in my head either. So why should it take up the space? Why should I allow it to? The other way that I do is I find some positive music or a funny movie or something that just let me go back in a different person's time and relate to what they're doing just to get away from whatever I might have in the moment that's holding me back. I tend to like a lot of Hallmark movies. Just because they're fun, you know. In some cases, they're just really pretty frivolous and that's okay. It's okay because I don't have to.
Think about them then.
Instead, all I do is just be. You know, I can be one of the characters. I can hang out and, just be. As I just got a comment, I know the comment things are not working. I can't seem to get online to do that. So I am still attempting to do that. However, you can go over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations and put some comments in there if you'd like on the Facebook page. And put it over there or send me messages through Facebook if you'd like also. And we'll get them on there. But for right now, the good old Wi-Fi is being my shadow of the day. In the hope that it will go away soon and the Wi-Fi will work. It says it's working, but it's something with this computer. You know, upgrading is not always the best thing to do. I thought it was going to be a good thing that the operating system had been out long enough and that, everything had been set. So I waited and waited and finally decided to do it. And I have had quite a bit of challenge where that's concerned on this computer. Like I said, it says I'm online and I'm not. It says I'm in certain websites and they just bog up. I start typing and it bogs up. And that's the joy of a Mac, which shouldn't have any shadows. I keep telling it that. It just doesn't want to believe me. I keep saying, little old Mac computer, you're supposed to be better than that. As I've had so many friends over the years have their PCs bog up so that they can't expect them to do what they want. It's something with the ice that I can't have happening because if I don't know something's frozen, I can't, any keys that I try to do to override it won't do me a lot of good. Because there are some things that I use more keystrokes than I do touch so that the computer can actually read what I'm doing. But if it doesn't, you know, the tabs and all that don't work, you know, it puts me in a little bit of a darkness or a shadow. I think I need to just get myself a producer. Hey, anybody out there want to help produce this show? I'll gladly take them. I do need some help on this thing once in a while to be able to get it working the way I would like. I know what I'll do. I think I just found a way that I can get this open for a chat room. Let's find out. So what other shadows do you have in your life? What do you think of as shadows? Besides past things, besides the habits, I have one for you. How about procrastination? Putting things off until the last minute. That's a good one for me in my world. It's easier to put things off than it is to do them on time, sometimes. For me, the reason for that, though, is if I can't do something perfectly or can't do it all in one time frame that I set aside, it doesn't make me happy. If I could instead take things and do them as I felt like it, I'd probably find myself doing them more often. You know, in other words, if I could go by the idea that, well, I could not have to read. It is good enough doing it the way I'm doing it. Maybe, just maybe, I would find that I wouldn't put it off quite so long. But maybe not. You just never know. Never know. But I know some other people, too, struggle with that procrastination issue. And I wonder what they do about it. If you want to share, please feel free to call in 347-205-9074. And I know some people, you know, never worry about procrastination. That they're just able to get things done right on time, really quickly, all that. And I don't know how they do it. Just don't know how they do it. I'm trying to think where exactly I wanted to go with this today for you. So, but then we do have some good things that follow us around. As I try to get back into the website, there's some good things that follow us around, such as our successes. And those are the types of things we don't want to get rid of. We do want to walk in those memories, because a lot of times those pieces are what keep us going. Those are the things that spur us on and motivate us to go ahead with the next thing. Those are the things that we look at when we're feeling down. Say, hey, what can I probably do to make it a little bit better? We can look at those successes. Sometimes we hide away because we don't like to, put ourselves on pedestals. Or we don't want to, that we're better than somebody else. So there's two different kinds of shadows that follow up with that thought of success. The one that says utilize it and build on it and do some things even better. And then there's the other that says, oh, no, that's ego if I look to that too much. If I make that be if I put that too close to the top of my list. So choose which way to make it go. Well, again, maybe this is just me, but I look at such things as what's worked in the past for me. Things what kind of things make the difference for me? And then go from there. When we're looking at purpose, how does this all relate? It'll be the one thing that many people ask. Living my dream. How does it all work? Really makes it work. issues here. So now, let's go back and let's define a shadow. Maybe that should have come first. Because again, there can be good shadows, there can be bad shadows. There can be the ones that to see only the darkness. If they're in front of us, they tend to block some of our way, some of our seeing light. They keep that sun, they keep the light, they keep the brightness away from us, both metaphorically and literally. And yet, those that are behind us can be things that follow us, and just keep staying behind us. Or as the day goes, and as we look at the world differently, it kind of can rotate around. I mean, not if that's wake up in the morning. Again, literal and figuratively. We can have something coming behind us and following us along the way. And all of a sudden, it's in front, smack in front of our face. And we didn't even realize it was dragging along the way. The kind of shadow maybe that procrastination is. I can just keep dragging it along. And then when the assignment's due, and I've got an hour to do something that should probably take me 2 hours, I am smack right in the face. It'll get me. It'll get me. And then it will slowly ease back into the side, into the embers again. Until I forget again. And smack, it will come flooding at me in the front. Why do we do that? Why do we allow those things to happen to us time and time again? Why do we repeat the same thing over and over again? And what can we do to not have such a prominent smack in the face? One just never knows, I guess. Okay, I'm drowning just a little bit. So I'm asking all of you, anybody out there listening, if you'd like to comment, that would be great. 347-205-9074 and 347-205-9074. Let's talk about any of the shadows that you have in your life and how you get around them. Either how they help you or how they haunt you. Would appreciate your participation here. Here's I know another one that's gotten me over the time here. Pulling out the air conditioner in the year when it's still warm and sunny. Oh, I suppose it's back to that procrastination stuff again. Warm and sunny outside. I say I need it to be there one more day without rain and water on it. Make sure that when I take it out, it's not going to get everything all wet. Well, that one more day very often turns to rain the next day. And all I can do is pretty much laugh at it and say, yep, here we go again. My parents kind of went through that with their moving, too. You know, it was like, yep, we're going to sell the house. They came back in May and said, we're going to sell the house. And I guess they may have even told us while they were still in Arizona in the spring. And yet, it seemed so much easier to wait till the house was actually sold before the packing began. Kind of had to get wrapped up in the packing.
know, it was what was kind of fun, though, is that some things were unburied that had been put away over the years, such as, you know, some cards or letters. And I don't know if my mom ended up packing all of them or not in the end. But I know there were some things that she took with from there. There are a couple of things that she gave back to each of us. I had written a story about when my grandma passed and how the last time I saw her, what was I, made grandma smile or made grandma dance? You know, that's still an emotional memory for me. Because grandma didn't really smile too much. She did enough, you know, and when she was hanging out with us, and you know, she enjoyed us coming over and that kind of thing. But grandma, too, had her Polish descent with her. And so, you know, it was, she's a pretty straightforward person. She wanted me to be a writer. She wanted to know when I was going to write that book. And she's still waiting. I know she's still waiting. And someday she'll see it from beyond. Because she used to bring me books from another now late author, Cynthia Freeman, to the romance novelist. And although I knew that was never going to be the kind of book, well, never say never, because never turns into something else in front of us when we say that, but that I didn't ever think I would be part of, a world I didn't think I'd be part of. That's the kind of stuff I like watching and dreaming with. And so someday maybe it will be part of me. But for right now, no, that was the other Cynthia Freeman that can do that. Shadow of that commitment to my grandmother was something that I now have to accept and be a part of my life. So we do have a caller. I'm going to bring her on, and I was able to actually finally get to my board. So let's see what we can do here and see what kind of ideas you all have. And let's see if I can hear you. Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Are you there?
Hey.
Yeah. Hello. I wasn't sure if you were using the phone if I was going to hear you.
I love your topic.
Well, thank you. So what kind of shadows do you have, or how do you, good or bad, that are part of your life? What do you do with them?
I missed the beginning, I hate to say. Invariably, I have something that starts every week right when your show starts, so I don't get to tune in for quite a while, and I miss all the good stuff. So I'm not sure what all you've talked about, but I know I grew up in my sister's shadow. And when I would go to stuff, I wasn't referred to by my own name. I was referred to as her sister.
Oh.
So, you know,
that's
always
in it. We've not talked about that one yet. Yeah. That is a good one that comes up in families.
Yeah. So she was kind of famous in certain circles. And then not only was I, you know, not me, just her sister, but people automatically assumed I was a mini version of her, and that I had all the same interests and skills and all that, and talents, and we were nothing alike. So that was always exciting. I remember we went on a few trips together. She was substantially older than I was, but we went to other countries. We went to, you know, Hawaii. Everywhere we went, she ran into somebody she knew.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, but then you got to know, or they got to know you too.
No, not at all. I didn't, not even close. I hid in the shadows because I'm not social the way she was. That is not something that I crave at all. And I don't really enjoy. I'm classic hardcore introvert. You know, put me in a room by myself and give me a project and I'm in heaven. But going to a party, once I get there, I'm fine. But that is not my idea of fun. Whereas for my sister, she would think that's great. So I grew up in her shadow. So that was exciting. And then, I tend to look at shadows as the thing that makes us think that there's something blocking the warming rays of the sun that's coming between us and that warming, health-giving sun. And to me, it's interesting that shadows, in a way, don't exist. I mean, that's what's so fun about Peter Pan, that fight he has with his shadow. It's the irony there, since shadows don't have powers and minds of their own. They can't, you know, control our lives. They're subordinate to everything else. And the only way a shadow happens is if there's something blocking the sun. So if I feel like I'm under a cloud, under a shadow, I tend to try to identify what is it that seems to be coming between me and the sun. And I don't mean the sun literally, you know.
Right.
So, and then I try to figure that out and remove it so that there is no shadow cast on whatever, you know, it is. So I don't know if that's in keeping with what you've been talking about or not. I'm sorry I missed so much.
Don't worry. It does not matter because it is kind of a vague. I said there's, you know, the shadows that, like you say, there's things that we want to be blocking us from things once in a while. And there's ones that, you know, sneak up around from behind and all of a sudden smack us in the face as we go through life and turn around, you know, again, light and the shadow being figurative or literal. You know, we can be going around the world and everything's fine and here's this thing's behind us, or we think it's behind us, and whoopsie, we turn around and smack in front of our face again. So there was a couple ways of looking at this topic today. So I was just leaving it open for whatever people had in mind and whatever came to their mind.
And as far as the title goes, I think about people who maybe don't have confidence in their abilities and they're in the shadows. They don't come forward and share their gifts because they don't think they're of value in some way. And so, you know, some of the classic stories like, maybe 42nd Street, you know, old black and white movie. That was the classic story of the girl. Oh, excuse me, just one second. I'm on the radio. A girl who's in the chorus line of a big musical production, and she's in the shadows. She's just in the chorus. Nobody notices her. Well, then she gets her big break when she has to take over the starring role, so that's when she comes out of the shadows. And that's that typical thing like a star is born and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to let you chew over those because apparently I'm needed for a moment, and can you mute me for now?
I sure can. If you want to hit, I'll mute you. If you want, hit one when I mute you. Put yourself back on one if you want to come back and share anything else.
Okay, thank you.
That's how that works. Thank you. Okay, cool. That was fun. Some of those things that I don't think about and didn't come into thoughts, but yeah, that shadow of families is very interesting, and how we come on that, you know, and maybe one of them right now is this trip that I'm looking at. I hadn't even thought about it until it was mentioned by our caller. You know, the family is going to this trip, and I kind of would like to go with, but I have another commitment. And it always seems to happen that we have a million things happening on the same day. You know, it's not just one event one weekend and one event another weekend, one event the next weekend. It's an all or nothing principle, and I don't know how that happens, but it does. So I've got a convention and the trip to Mexico, and there was another webinar, another convention I wanted to go to, and all that on the same time. But so I think I'm working it out. And yet I don't want to hold up their trip or not be a part of the trip because I've got what I feel my responsibility at this point, something I was honored to ask to do, speaking at a convention and talking about technology as we work through different parts of a program that we're all part of. And so it's interesting how that works. It's like, oh, yeah, and you know, she offered to pay for it, and I may or may not have that happen. I may have offer to pay for it myself, or, you know. But as a travel agent, too, I get to go on some of these trips differently, and I was kind of going to invite her to one, and she was surprised at the price I was able to get for it. So, you know, we've not been able to get a really good deal on air flights, but I can go down there and have a place to stay that's very inexpensive versus what she's got right now, which is fine. You know, timeshares and things like that shared get to have their different times of year when they're offered and all that. Everybody else is on spring break or working around their school schedule as well. So it's kind of fun to have everybody together. It'll be fun for that event, see how that all works out, how it shakes out. But we'll see. We'll see at that point if it happens. If it's meant to be, then it's meant to be. And if not, well, that's okay too. Sometimes we get in the shadows of what other people expect of us. You know, we might think that, they might think we're supposed to be a certain person. As our caller was saying, you know, they all thought that she was like her sister being the extrovert. And here it was not the case. Here instead it was she's more quiet. And I'm kind of that way. My sister is one that loves company, loves having people around. And I can do for a day or two, but not all that long. So it'll be interesting if I do this trip and coming right off of a convention where it takes a lot of energy for me to be at the convention. So it might be kind of nice for me to fly alone away from the group. Yes, I'll be with other people, but I won't be with people I will have to interact with. So I'm kind of hoping that that works out to be that way, that we can all go on the trip, but yet be able to take our separate times and do what we need to do. And then everybody will fly back, and then it's back to the grind and the thing. So you might be hearing about my adventure sometime the end of March. I go on this trip and as a Purpose Talk radio show. I don't know. Maybe I'll broadcast from Cancun. You just never know. I don't think it goes over a Friday, though. So, you know, folks, I think that's pretty much all I've got is, you know, those shadows, again, they can be good or bad. They can lead us or they can come behind us. We can look at them at things that, you know, help us be a better person. And sometimes they just tag along and we forget about them. Whatever that is, you know, look at the shadows. Look at what keeps you from being your best light. What blocks you from a light. Sometimes a protection, and sometimes literally just a block. So there's two of the things that I'd always do on Purpose Talk Radio. And one of them is that I love to share positive news with people. And I'm going to go look for the one that someone sent to me this week so I can share that with you. I know where that is. I had not actually posted it on my page yet. It was about two men. And one was a police officer, and one was a person accused of a crime. The person accused of the crime was African American. The police officer was Caucasian. And in the end, what had happened is the officer, and that part of it isn't really the difference, is that there was a difference. And the police officer made up a story and made up evidence because he decided that he needed one more arrest that day, one more drug arrest specifically. So he made up the stories that this person was guilty. And in the process, the man lost everything. His home, his life. He spent 4 years in jail. And when the officer was finally caught, the officer only spent a year and a half in jail for his crime. Well, it just so happens that, of course, the man who spent the time in jail because of the concocted situation very much wanted to get back at the officer and basically said, look, hey, you know, I'm getting out. I'm going after this guy. And that was his plan. However, when he got out, he and the officer ended up working at the same Christian coffee cafe. And they were able to talk. And they were able to see what was going on. And the officer apologized to the man, which, in the end, broke that shadow that was following him around. Broke that anger and that spirit of wanting to get back. And the man said that's all he needed was to hear the apology. And so they now are friends. They hang out. They do things together. They both work at the same place. And isn't that amazing how the world can work out when we stop a moment and take away whatever that darkness is, that blockage, and find something pretty cool to see that. You know, things can change the world when we least expect them. And we each have that motivation to do it. We just have to step out in the place and do it. So, I also like to leave you with an affirmation every week. I think it can be very simple. I am using shadows to my advantage in the best way possible. I am using shadows to my advantage best way possible. I am using shadows to my advantage in the best way possible. And yeah, a very simple statement, I think. And we can say that, you can say that anytime you want, in the hope that it helps. I'll post that over on Blog Talk Radio, or excuse me, not Blog Talk Radio, on Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook. You need to make sure I talk about the right things here. Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook. That's where that will be posted. And so, you know, every week again, Purpose Talk Radio is brought to you with topics living about living your purpose. If you know anyone or you are someone who would like to talk about living your purpose, taking an idea, whatever it is, please do get a hold of me. And you can email me directly at Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at Purpose Talk Radio. To on there. I am looking for someone next week to talk about being your best Valentine, although there is someone that will be talking on the 17th a little bit on that topic. So, you know, we would like to do that, being the best you can in general. We do have someone on the 24th also. And so we're looking into March or next week for our guest at this point. Also, Purpose Talk Radio is brought to you every week by True Visions Travel, full-service travel agency, accommodating special requests, special needs. And that can be found at truevisionstravel.com, TRUEVISIONSTRAVEL.com. The song, the theme song for Purpose Talk Radio is I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity. Jillian Clark, the vocalist. Rachel Grace, myself, and Jillian being the writers on that. You can find their website at truetrinity.com, TRUETRINITY.com. So, it is a week in February already. You know, one whole month has gone by. Where are you with your dreams and your thoughts and your processing the year? Hopefully it's been a great month. Hopefully you've kept on track. And if not, that you are able to find your way back on track. I give you one last shot. Anyone else that wants to call in, 347-205-9074. 347-205-9074 to share. Press the number 1, or you can call in on Skype, press the number 1. Otherwise, folks, I look forward to next week when we all share again. And in the meantime, I wish you all soul blessings. Thanks for listening.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Spit on him. out his handkerchief and wipe the hate from his suit. Gave it back to the man and said, I believe this belongs to you. I will let you do what I can do. I see your heart, I know your pain. I've been there too. I will hold you high while you do what you have to do. I am clear who is standing here. I believe this belongs to you. I once had a powerful story I used to carry around. I thought it was you all this time that held my spirit down. But now I know the truth, who I came here to be. You are my angel in disguise, not my enemy. So I thank you for the part you played in this dance we had to do. I give you back the love that's real. I believe it belongs to you. I'm